Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. Our email address is comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano, Wesley Wildman, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl.
Morning.
Just rocking the Paisley today.
Yeah, I'm living to the name.
Living up to the name.
Paisley. I don't know why when I think of Paisley, it has to be bright. It doesn't have to be bright, does it?
No, it just has to be the teardrop little thingy.
It can be dull and boring like Steve
Dull and
Shirt.
Boring. That's right.
You know, just nondescript.
That was the implication, unintended. I apologize.
You know, about, he still pays me.
That's right. Right.
Hey, before we jump into your news of the day, I was reading a story on Fox News. Get your opinion. We probably don't have this clip in our repertoire today, but you know, Kamala Harris, the vice president, who is the presumptive Democrat nominee, she was at a rally in Atlanta.
Yeah.
For her yesterday. And they're saying here that she slipped into a fake Southern accent.
Clip 13, Brent.
Oh, do we have it?
You all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Oh, that's awful.
Wait, it's awful, but it's so good.
One more time.
I gotta hear, this is yesterday, so she is.
I didn't know about this.
She is from California.
Yeah.
Born and bred there and raised, and she's going down home. Now, let's get down home, Kamala.
You all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Anyway,
hey, do people Ed, how do many, that? How many years have you been living in the South?
Since 85.
Have you ever, found yourself speaking in a Southern accent?
Oh, I do that lots of times. If I was around a bunch of French people with a French accent, I subconsciously slip into that accent.
Are you the guy that when you encounter someone that doesn't speak English, they're Spanish, you say
it louder.
Louder.
No, I don't do that. Here's
I said how many.
That's it.
This is a famous moment in Battagliano history. Okay. At a Mexican, I've said this on the air, so I hope I don't offend our Hispanic listeners, but this is what I do. Subconscious. So my family and I, any of my kids were married, but they were in high school and college, we're at a Mexican restaurant, all four of us, my wife and I and our two kids, and we're talking, we're yucking it up, and the waiter comes by, can we get you anything else? And I say, we'd like some more cheeps. Okay, I didn't realize I'd said it. And I looked around the table, and my family was mortified. My mouth's open. I said, what? And they said, what you just said. You asked for more cheeps. I said, I did not. And all three of them said, yes, you did. You asked for more cheeps. But that's because the waiter came up and had been talking to us in an accent.
Right.
And I just slipped right into it, and apparently I'd asked for more cheeps.
I was asking for those marshmallow bunny rabbits.
Yes, cheeps. So, listen, there's a lot to dislike about Kamala Harris as a candidate. I don't particularly hold this against her.
It is funny, though.
It's a bad accent.
A judgment on her soul. I was just saying.
It's a bad accent.
Clay Travis, a commentator, said, do people do this with any other regional accents?
Oh, yeah.
He said, I don't think so. He says, no one goes to Massachusetts and suddenly talks like a Kennedy. He said, it's only when they go in the South do they try to.
Well, I know. Listen, lots of people try to talk in a New York and New Jersey accent. Hey, forget about it. Hey, where do I, Where do I go to get a pizza?
The local people know immediately if you're not.
They don't do it when they're trying to be serious or trying to do a speech. They do it like
jokingly.
Intentionally joking, right? She was trying to pass it off.
But it was a bad accident.
Hillary Clinton did that a few years ago.
Yeah. And she didn't she like try to do a?
She was trying doing a black accent.
In a black church.
She was trying to talk like a black woman.
That's
like from a movie, a stereotype. You know,
right?
She was trying.
It's okay for Democrats to stereotype, though. It's not for anyone else to do it.
Anyway, bless her.
Okay. In the very southern way, right?
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
That's just wow. She was in Atlanta. When is the Democrat National Convention?
Next week, I think, isn't it? Is August
the 19th.
Chicago? Oh, is it?
Can I tell you a big problem that the Democrats have on their hands? You could say, well, Republicans have problems too.
August 19th through the 22nd.
Oh, I can't wait. it can't get here soon enough. I tell you what can't get here soon enough is that November 5th.
Just want it to be over.
Yes, huh?
You don't if it goes the wrong way.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you do.
But I do because I want it the end of the world at that point.
He is considering that that's enough time to get the popcorn machine back up and running.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me just say this. Back to my problem that I see the Democrats having.
Yes.
That's been out in the open some, but it's simmering under the – can you simmer under the surface? It's percolating. I don't know what you want to say. There's tension, and that is between people who are Jews or pro-Israel – and the people who hate Israel and hate the Jews. And they're all in the Democratic Party.
I was going to say, that's a full-out hot war in the Middle East, just not percolating anything over here.
He's talking about in the Democratic Party,
even there.
In the lead-up to the...
Let me tell you what I mean by that. Okay? There is... First of all, Kamala Harris's husband, I think, is a Jewish man.
He is. Doug Emhoff.
Okay. Now, a lot of times in today's America, just because somebody's a Jew, they don't that doesn't mean anything to them necessarily. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean that they really are into their heritage.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
They don't go to synagogue.
Yes.
Okay. they're just, a fifth generation Jew. They don't even know what you said. Tell me who Abraham.
They're ethnic Jews.
Yeah,
they're
you could tell me who Abraham. Who's Abraham?
They might. That's the best way to describe it.
What now? What'd you say?
They're ethnic Jews, not necessarily.
That's what I mean.
Religiously observant.
That's what I mean. Yep. Okay, so here's your problem.
Told you, between the four of us, we're gonna get this.
We can get it. Facts out there.
Quarter of a brain each equals what?
one brain. yup. Okay. I'm gonna catch that rabbit. I'm sorry.
What did you slip into right there?
yeah. What
ethnic
character.
Group did you make fun of right now?
A like Looney Tune character.
Bullwinkle or somebody? All right. So anyway, listen. A smart political move for the Democrats and Kamala Harris. Again, I'm saying a smart political move. I'm not saying I agree with anyway. Would be for her to choose as her running mate the governor of Pennsylvania.
Josh Shapiro, right?
Is that his first name?
Josh?
Yes.
I think
Josh. Maybe that's Joshua. Shapiro, right?
Right.
He is a Jewish man. He's the governor of Pennsylvania. An important state. I don't know how popular he is.
He's doing okay.
But I would think he would help her carry Pennsylvania.
He's a first-term governor, too, I think, right?
Is that right?
I think so.
Okay, I think he would help her carry Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, basically, it's a purple state, more on the blue side, okay? I think Trump was the first Republican to win that state in a presidential election in like 20 years or something like that.
As of a week ago, according to Emerson College polling, he had a 49% favorability rating in Pennsylvania.
Through Shapiro?
Shapiro did, in Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, that's not great. It's not terrible, but it's not great. But anyway, the thinking would be he would help her win Pennsylvania. Whether that so, but I don't think she can take him because he's a Jew. And half of her party, that is Kamala Harris's party, they're anti-Semitic, and now they wouldn't say that. They would say that they're against Israel's what they call genocide or policies in the Middle East, right? But they wouldn't say we can't stand Jewish people. But under the surface, that's what comes out a lot of times by these people and these groups on the far left who are becoming stronger and stronger each year inside the Democrat Party. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So each party has its own problems and issues to deal with, but that's a big one for the Democrats, how to put together the people who hate Israel and the people who are Jews.
By the way, in terms of your earlier statement, President Trump was the first Republican to win Pennsylvania since 1988.
So more than 20 years.
Yeah. I didn't realize it had been that long.
H.W. Bush.
H.W.
That's why it's pretty blue when it comes to presidential politics. Barely, but what's so funny?
No, Brent was commenting on the imitation I did. He's not really paying attention.
The imitation?
Yeah, the imitation. The Looney Tunes? The voice, the Looney Tunes.
I thought, were you doing like Bullwinkle? Who are you doing there?
No, it's a character.
That wasn't Elmer Fudd. It was Foghorn Leghorn?
No, it's I'm going to catch that. I'm not sure who it is. It's a cartoon character.
Bill Blank
but it's not,
turning over
it's not
his grave.
What Brent was thinking. Brent wasn't paying attention, by the way, to the political conversation. He was trying to.
He's got his finger on the button, buddy. That's all he has to do.
You ain't no chicken hawk. I say, son. I'll do a little foghorn.
It's easy to slip into it, isn't it?
Yeah, you can slip into it, especially when you're ordering Mexican food and you call it.
You want, Elmer Fudd.
We're doing Elmer Fudd?
We're doing Elmer Fudd.
From Looney Tunes, right?
Now, did you know you were doing Elmer Fudd?
That wasn't Elmer Fudd.
Okay.
Elmer Fudd is, I'm going to get that. Wabbit.
Elmer Fudd, he was Wabbit. Kind of a reason to revoke the Second Amendment. I would have probably voted with.
He
the,
couldn't hit anything.
The liberals on that one.
I'm sorry, I've completely gotten us off track, which I frequently do.
Right,
I'm blaming Brent.
Disappointing, kid.
Yeah.
Brent prolonged it. He just extended it. You started it.
Yeah. I don't know how long I can.
He just muted my mic.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
I bet you can't
Who's
do
in
it
charge
again.
Now?
I bet you can't mute my mic again when I'm talking.
Here we go again.
Do y'all want to do a serious news show or not?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay, go. Okay.
Let's move on.
We got
Why is it always on to me?
But I do agree.
Back in
with your lay it with your the way you've laid this out, it would probably be helpful for Kamala Harris to pick Josh Shapiro, but it might cause the convention to. I mean, there'd be a lot of protests. There probably will still be a lot of protests.
Why? Just because, and it'd be openly anti-Semitic.
Yes, because I'm guessing Shapiro is supportive of Israel.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Too. I don't know that.
Just like Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He's very supportive of and protective of Israel.
You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Wesley, Ed, and Steve. Steve, what do you got next?
Well, let's stay on the subject of Kamala, as long as we're talking about it. You know, the Democrat ticket has been all in on the electric car
technology.
Push.
Yeah,
they want the electric vehicles. They want, like, a bunch of them by 2030, and it's going to bankrupt the whole industry. Kia is responding, and they've come out with a new model I want to introduce you to, Cut 13.
Introducing the all-new Kia Kamala, the first car to go from zero to nominee in zero votes.
I really love Venn diagrams. You know, the circles, right? three usually.
The Kamala is affordable because it's made with cheap foreign labor that came here illegally.
And said, we're not paying them nearly enough.
And while it looks small on the outside, the interior is as roomy as a big yellow school bus.
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus, right?
And best of all, the state-of-the-art GPS will take you everywhere except the southern border.
This whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
The Kia Kamala. Critics agree it's not a smart car.
I think models start somewhere around $12,000.
Outstanding. That's Who did that? I heard that.
I don't know. Some internet genius.
Yeah. You know,
that's awesome.
I don't know. Where can I move?
Yeah.
There's nowhere.
I know, brother. What else? That's the leading presidential candidate for the Democrat. Well, let me just finish this.
Sure.
Listen. Okay, she did get elected Attorney General of California, and she got elected Senator. So she's done. She's that. Like or not, those are some accomplishments you can put on your
big state
resume. So she's not
now. Some of those she had some affairs to get there.
She started with
with an affair with the.
All right, fellas, do you want to start about affairs?
Well,
I think we got a little few on the Republican side.
No, that's not the point.
Yeah, and we would agree those are wrong.
But not for Attorney General or Senator.
I've heard that she slept with and then she moved up in office. That's the point I was making. It's not fair necessarily to say she accomplished that if she slept her way up to the top.
That's how she got her job in San Francisco.
I don't think you're supposed to have said all what you just said, but I'm trying to process it. But you are younger, and you'll learn.
Yes.
Okay. What you said is tabloid journalism. I'll just say that. But that is what's been rumored about her forever. That's not a secret. Okay. Let me just say this. Let me clean it up for you here.
Thank you.
Okay. Whatever her personal sins were in the past, she still was elected.
Okay.
By the people of California to be both their attorney general and their senator. So that is statewide elections. She won them.
And the most populous state in the country.
So that is, like her or not, those are achievements on your record, okay? But she was... In the Democrat primary, back in
2015 and 16.
No, it would have been 2020 talking about. The Democrat primary for president.
Yes.
Democrat primary for president for 2020, which Biden won.
Right.
She was one of the 8 to 10 people who were vying for that top spot. She had to drop out before the first primary because she wasn't... Nobody in the Democrat Party wanted her as their candidate. So she's risen from nobody in the Democrat Party wanting her, I'm making a bigger point here, to being the leading candidate. Of course, she was chosen by Biden to be his running mate because she was a woman of color and she was from California. But basically, it was her gender and her sex that got her the job as the number two, the VP. And, you know, but now, here we are. She's risen from Democrats don't even want her at all to being the leading candidate. But you have to say, why didn't the Democrats want her at all? Have you heard her talk? For any length of time? She is... I don't know.
Well,
there's a reason. I don't want to.
But she was vice president.
Well,
she's vice president
diversity hire.
Well, okay. But again, I'm not taking the position of the panel liberal here, but she has been vice president for now. I'm not defending what she's done or not done. I'm just saying that's if you're gonna credit her accomplishment for getting elected to statewide office twice. in California. It's a pretty big jump to be not really liked as a candidate for president in 2020 and becoming the vice president for 4 years. She's got a lot of name recognition, and I think that's why the Democrats are going with her.
Here's something else to think about. So obviously the vice president role is not elected by people, right? It's by the president does that. However, she was not elected in that role. She was selected, and she was not elected to be the president. She was selected.
The candidate.
President candidate.
She was, she was a benefactor of Biden going downhill.
Hundreds of thousands or millions of people that voted in the general or in the primary election season for Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, not for Kamala.
So that's
got to be frustrating if you're a Democrat voter. Well, you didn't get to decide this.
This basically, maybe not 100%, but almost, this is a national referendum on Donald Trump. This is what this election is for the most part. Do you want Trump to be the president again, or will you take a ham sandwich?
I like what you said earlier in the week, a radish.
Or a radish.
Just because it's got deep.
You can fill in the blank. It could be Kamala Harris. It could be Elmer Fudd. But it's a national, what we're having in November is a national referendum on do you want Trump to be the president again or not, yes or no. That's not altogether, but that's what it's coming down to. That explains why Kamala Harris is polling, close to him. We're a 50-50 country, as we've mentioned before, Democrat, Republicans. And those Democrats and Republicans basically don't care if you put up a radish or a stalk of celery.
That's true.
They don't care. I don't care. I only care about... I do care, but people primarily care about the policies of the person and the party that is up for election against the communist.
Right.
Who wanted to,
when you say it's a referendum on Donald Trump, I would just add to that and what Donald Trump brings to the table as opposed to what people have been living under for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It's referendum on Biden too.
Yes,
but basically, go ahead, Steve.
I was going to tell you. I'll tell you exactly why Kamala got the nod, because if you base your entire political theory and existence on intersectionality, and the next person up is black and woman, you cannot pass her. You've put yourself in a box. Yep. You cannot go anywhere else.
Mm. Well, I, first of all, Steve, you're not a biologist. I don't know if you can even say what a woman is.
So I know what a black woman is. She's African American.
Yeah, that was pretty creative. I say creative. That was pretty genius of Matt Walsh. What he said the other day to the Democratic Party. He said, "Well, let's."
You say you're proud of having a woman be president, but then you tell us you don't know what a woman is.
He asked him. He said, "Now that this is an option, it's a possibility.
Right
now that it's a possibility, Democrats, why don't you answer the question, what is a woman?"
Yeah,
that was pretty clever.
Yes, that was Matt Walsh said that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I said it independently, and I had been thinking about the question way before Matt Walsh
got it from you.
Yeah,
that's right.
Do you think we'll have a debate between Harris and Trump?
Yes.
You guys do?
Yes.
I guess so. Is that right?
It'll have to be after the convention.
September?
Right.
September. All right. You ready for that?
Let's get ready to rumble. All right. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
That's all, folks.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll be right back.